Invite you to remain standing as we hear our gospel reading for tonight. And our gospel tonight comes from the gospel according to John chapter 13, beginning with verse 1 through 15, and then verses 34 and 35 as well. It says, "Now before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. And he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, 'Lord, are you going to wash my feet?' Jesus answered, 'You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand.' Peter said to him, 'You will never wash my feet.' Jesus answered, 'Unless I wash you, you have no share with me.' Simon Peter said to him, 'Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head.' Jesus said to him, 'One who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you.' For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason, he'd said, 'Not all of you are clean.' After he had washed their feet, he put on his robe and had returned to the table. He said to them, 'Do you know what I've done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example that you also should do as I have done to you. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.'" This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Beloved family of God, grace and peace to you from God our Creator and our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. As we enter into these next 3 days of Holy Week, one of the most powerful few days in the church year, it's hard to know exactly what to say. The stories we hear are so powerful, so full of meaning. Stories of Jesus giving those who follow him a new commandment to love, and then not only that, but putting on display exactly how far God is willing to go in deep and abiding love for us. It's in these times when we're not exactly sure what to do, not exactly sure what to say, trying to make sense of where these stories fit in our lives, that I find poetry to be really helpful. Some of you may know earlier this year I had an opportunity to follow in the footsteps of the Apostle Paul and travel through Greece and Turkey. And there was a group of about 20 of us there who made our own little pilgrimage group. And we would worship together, we'd pray together, we'd eat together, we'd study scripture together. And it was on our last night there, when our group was gathered for our own Last Supper of sorts, when one of our leaders, Dr. Michael Chan, read a poem that has stuck with me. And I want to share it because I think it's a good reminder of the love that God has for us, and that Jesus did everything he could do to share with us. It's a poem from a collection by a poet named Cleo Wade. And it's a poem called Generous. It says, "Love is a sharing thing. It is not a reward for your efforts. You sit at a table. You pass the potatoes. Serve your beloved the gravy. They put some peas on your plate. You take more, they take less. You take less, they take more. Each of us deserving of our serving. Love is a Sunday dinner. There's enough to go around. Love is a Sunday dinner with always enough to go around. Tonight's a night that we gather to remember. We remember the story of the night that Jesus was betrayed. Jesus gathering around a table for a feast with his disciples. And of all the things that he could have chosen to talk about on that night, he chose to talk about love. Because love is a sharing thing. Not only did he do that, but of all the things he could have done, he chose to wash his disciples' feet. Something that surely even Peter, in his protests, couldn't imagine Jesus doing. And yet it's that humility, humble servant heart that Jesus said, Peter, you don't know what you're asking. Jesus prayed with them. On the last night he was with them, when out of everything he could have done, he chose to pray with his disciples. Out of the whole feast that was set before them on the table, he took simple things like bread and wine. Common things to have at a dinner table. And he gave these words that echo now thousands of years later, words that we remember each and every time we gather. He said, when you eat this bread and you drink from this cup, when you do this, remember me. Because love is a sharing thing. This is the flow of discipleship. This flow that we continue to see throughout Jesus' life as he is teaching his disciples, as he's spending time with his disciples, as he continues to show just how deep and abiding God's love is for us. We love because God first loved us. We receive love from God so that we are able then to share it in service with others. Because love is a sharing thing. I love this Maundy Thursday worship that we have. When we're able to gather together, not only for the opportunity to hear these words of Jesus and his command to love one another, but we also get to experience not only receiving that love, but also having it move through us and outward toward others, toward the whole world in prayer and attention. Because love is a sharing thing. So gather around and hear the words of Jesus when he gives them a new command. He says, I have set for you an example that you also should do as I have done for you. I give you a new commandment that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, he says, you also should love one another. By this, by the love that we show for others, Jesus says, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. Because love is a sharing thing. We receive love and care from Jesus, and we pay it forward to others. The love does not stop with us. The love that we receive from Jesus does not stop with us, but moves through us and out toward our neighbors, out toward the community. It has these ripples that go throughout the world. Because this is our call as disciples of Jesus, to love as Jesus loved us. And because, you can say it with me now, love is a sharing thing. Amen.